Thank you, Rabbi Blecher, for giving me again an opportunity to give this year. I see the goal of marking a milestone anniversary, 10 years, and Kanai Nohara, they've certainly grown, and I hope they go. I'd like to talk a little bit about medicine. First, about general using medicine as an intervention to heal. And mainly to talk about, is it permitted or when is it permitted to do a medical procedure that is quite risky? Is that permitted or is it not permitted? Both topics revolve around the stories in Navi. One is in Malachim Aleph and one is in Malachim Beis, which of course we know there's a thing as Malachim Aleph and Malachim Beis, because I'll call it Sefer Malachim, Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Divrei Yomim. But that was a non-Jewish innovation to make it a little shorter, make it easier to find things. But at any rate, so one is in, they're both in Sefer Malachim. There's an interesting pasuk. The pasuk discusses Asa HaMelech. Asa, that's going back, David HaMelech, you have Shlomo, you have Rehovam, who was kind of mediocre, I mean, he wasn't in Russia. He had his son Avia, and Avia's son was Asa. Asa, the pasuk describes, Vayas HaYosher Ve'enei Hashem, Kedavid Aviv. So you can't say anything better than that. He was certainly on Kedavid Aviv. So that tells us who he was. But the pasuk does criticize him for one thing. The pasuk in Malachim Aleph just says, as he got older, he had trouble with his feet, some type of whatever it was, patgara, the Gemara says, something that affects the feet. So that's all the pasuk in Sefer Malachim Aleph says. In Divrei Hayomim, though, it comes with a criticism. The pasuk says, "Vayechla also b'shas, he got sick in his 39th year of his malchus, v'gam b'chol yav lo dorash es Hashem ki berofim." And in his sickness, he wasn't dorash es Hashem. He didn't go to Hashem, meaning to the Navi or what, to ask what to do, to daven for him. All he did was go ki berofim. He went to the doctor. So that is used as a criticism. That why did he go to a doctor? So the obvious question is, and all the Mefarshim talk about, we know in this week's Parsha, the Pasuk says that if you're mazik someone, then you have to pay nezik, tzar, ripoy, shevis, aboshes, and ripoy, the Pasuk is rape, yerape, that you have to heal the person, meaning you go to a doctor, verape, yerape, and the Gemara Darshan, the Baba Kama, the nitna reshus, lerofil, lerapos, that the Torah gives permission for a doctor to intervene and to heal. And then the person who damaged his friend has to pay the doctor's bills. Now, Pshat, the Mefarshim all asks, why do I need a pasuk to permit a doctor to heal you? First of all, it's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda isn't just if the person lost something. The Gemara Darshan is Hashavas Gufa. What if a person's lost? His body needs to be returned to where it belongs. So that's part of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So certainly someone who's ill and he goes to a doctor, that's Hashabbos Gufo, healing his body. So of course it should be mutter. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me rape yerape mekanshinin nirushus lerofi lerapos? So the Rishonim gives several answers. The simple answer, what Rashi says, Taisa says, Ramban says, that really in theory we have a problem. What do you mean you're going to a doctor to heal? A person's sick. Now, he didn't become sick by accident. Nothing is a coincidence, nothing by accident. He did an Avera, or for whatever reason, Hashem wants him to have this punishment, and therefore Hashem made him sick. So the ideal solution is he should do tshuva. Go, especially in the time of Malachim, you had a Navi, you go to the Navi and you say, listen, I'm having this illness, it obviously comes from some Avera, tell me what I should do. But even when there is no Navi, you should go to Rav or whatever it is, that you could do tshuva, mitfas peis v'masot, check your deeds, and do tshuva. That should be, in theory, what you should be doing. And when you're going to a doctor, you're kind of circumventing Hashem's gzera. Hashem made a gzera, the person should be sick, and you're trying to work your way around it. So that's why the pasuk says, v'rape yerape. No, that's not a problem. We'll see, why isn't it a problem? But that's how Rashi learns, Taisha's Ramban, Rashi's Lashon is Rachmano, Machi v'yumasi. The Ribbono Shel Olam made the person sick, and this doctor is going to heal him. So that's the chiddush of v'rape yerape. The other chiddush, the Ramban answers to say that Rape, Yerape, a doctor could worry, and I don't know nowadays doctors do worry or don't worry, some of the front doctors worry about it. What if you makalkal, you know, no one's perfect, and you make a mistake and you cause a person to die, chas v'shalom. So maybe a doctor should say, why do I need to get myself involved into such a situation where I might wind up killing the patient? So the person says, no, you do the best you can, Yerape, Yerape, and as long as you put the right effort and you do the best thing, then you don't have to worry about the negative consequences. Another pshat, which is also a shiloh in poskim, about a doctor charging, and some of the Rishonim say, the Rapi Rapi is coming to tell you that you're allowed to charge, which isn't so poshut. The Shulchan Aruch says that, we're not going to get into that, that saying it's a mitzvah, and generally speaking, you're not supposed to be charging for mitzvahs. But okay, but that's what the pasuk says, the Rapi Rapi, you're allowed to go ahead and go to a doctor. So we have the problem. So why with Asa, why is the pasuk criticizing him that he went to Becholio, that he went to the doctor? Now there is an interesting Taisus, and Taisus says it only as a Havamina, but the Eben Ezra, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbeinu Bechaya, they say it as a Libid Emes, but we certainly don't hold like this Halacha L'maisa. That Taisus says, why does it say Rape Yerape? It's a double language, it's redundant. Rape, Rape Yerape. So Taisus says that you need two psukim. One is, there's such a thing as a chole bidei odom. In other words, a person injured himself, he fell, somebody hit him, which is what the pasuk in Chumash is talking about, right? Somebody injured him. So it's a man-made sickness. Okay, so the pasuk says, rape, yes, you go to the doctor to heal that. But how about if it's an internal medicine issue? I don't know if we have any internal medicine doctors here. So that's coming from Hashem. It's not an injury-based illness. So the pasuk, how do you know you're allowed to go to a doctor for that? That's already really circumventing Hashem's gezeira. Person gets sick internally, comes directly from Hashem. Are you allowed to go to a doctor? That's the pasuk says rape yirape. Yeah, that's also permitted. So Taisus says it only as a havamina, but the Eben Ezra and the other mepharshim say no. That'll leave it emes. Even according to the bottom line, the heter of going to a doctor mikashinit nereshus lerot lerapos is only when it's an external thing that's man-made. But if it's internal, that it is not allowed, you're not allowed to do that. And that was the criticism, Eben Ezra says. That's why also was being criticized, because he was sick with his legs. It wasn't from an injury, it was some internal problem. And then in such a case, really, you do not have a heter to go ahead and go to the doctor. And he went anyway, and that's why the pasuk criticizes him. Of course, we don't hold like this halakha l'maisa, but this is what the Eben Ezra says. Now, I just want to, by the way, preface my remark. We're not poskening any shilas here, so this is just a theoretical discussion. And also, because they're very broad topics, it's really going to be more of an outline. If somebody wants, the Kol has my Sfarim, and one's in Chelik Aleph and Malach, and one's in Chelik Beis. There's a very famous Ramban, a very controversial Ramban, and it's obviously has to be taken that it's really a very theoretical, and we're certainly nobody in our generation, or maybe in who knows how many generations, was up to this. But Ramban is in Parshas Bekukosai. I'm not going to read it. It's worth seeing it. He says, when Klal Yisrael are Shleimim and they're Rabim, so we're not just talking about an individual, but when all Klal Yisrael is on a very high level, then they're not really controlled by Teva at all. Not their bodies, not their land, not the group, not the individual, because Hashem will take care of them. And he says, and you don't need Anshloit Starcha L'Rofe. You're not going to need a doctor and to do things with medicine, because the Pasuk says, Keni Hashem Rofecho. And he says, in the Tzedikim, when they were sick, what did they do? They didn't go to the doctor. They would go to the Navi, at least when they were Nevi'im. Chizkiah and Yeshayah and Sefer Melachim got very sick, deathly sick. He almost died. And in fact, the original Nevuah was that he was going to die, but he did tshuva and Hashem forgave him. But he doesn't say anywhere that Chizkiah went to the doctor. Why didn't he go to the doctor? Because when you're in that high madrega, you're not supposed to be going to the doctor. You're supposed to be going to the Navi to direct you. And he says, and that's the mistake that Asa did. They certainly had the Nevi'im then too. And he says, Gam b'chol yev lo dorash es Hashem ki berofim. And Ramban says, the Pasuk is saying both things are bad. He wasn't dorash es Hashem, and he went to a doctor. So meaning, it's like saying, he gives an example, you didn't need matzah on Pesach, you ate chametz. I mean, both things are wrong. So when the Pasuk says, he was Lodorish as Hashem, and he went to Rofim. Both things are wrong, because on his Madrega, he should not have gone to a doctor at all. And he kind of elaborates, and he says, so what does it mean, Rape? Rape, that means that if your person, well, he doesn't have that Madrega, and he doesn't feel well, and he goes to the doctor, so the doctor shouldn't say, well, look, he doesn't have Bitachon, I should help him? No, if that person feels he wants a doctor, the Torah says, Mekashinitna Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. It doesn't say Mekashinitna Rishus for the Chole to go to the doctor. It's Nina Rishus Lerofe. If the patient comes to him and he feels that he needs the medical intervention, then the Pasuk says, okay, it's Mutter. But he says, his conclusion of Bertzos Hashem Darche Ish, when Hashem wants a Derech of the person, Ein Lo Esik Berofen. It's a very interesting Ramban in parts of the Tosai. Probably not doing it justice, it's worth seeing inside. However, this is not a very... First of all, even the Ramban, I don't think, meant it really... Certainly not... I mean, the Ramban was a doctor, by the way. But he meant... I mean, we're talking about the very high Madrega people, not the regular, normal person. It certainly doesn't exist nowadays. But even other Rishonim, a little later than him, that Kedah Sitzchak, who lived in the time of the expulsion of Spain, he said, look, every person is supposed to consider himself a Bainin. He can't go say, I'm a big tzaddik, and I'm not going to... go to a doctor. You're supposed to consider yourself a Bainin. And he says, so what is the pshat that the, you know, the Pasuk does criticize also for what he did? So he says that a person, yes, is supposed to do ishtadlus, like you're supposed to do ishtadlus and everything else. If you're making panasi, you do ishtadlus. But you have to have your priorities right, meaning that you first go to Hashem and mispal, daven, do tshuva, and ask that Hashem should send you the right messenger to heal you, then absolutely. Not only you could go to a doctor, and as long as you realize that it's Hashem who's making the person sick, and Hashem is going to heal you, but the doctor is going to be the intermediary between and do the solving, but you realize that it's all coming from Hashem, then certainly not only you could go to a doctor, you're mechuyev to go to a doctor, but also, that's what the Pasuk is saying. It's not the criticism that he went to the doctor. It says, Gam b'cholyev lo doresh es Hashem, he berofed him. He did not Dorish Hashem. He didn't go in the sequence of dashing Hashem first, doing the tshuva and trying to figure out what's going on. And because had he done that, then absolutely there is nothing wrong with going with the doctors. I'm not so sure why he didn't do that. Obviously, the pasuk is criticizing like he was such a big tzaddik. But that's the way all the poskim assume. The Bach and Shulchan Aruch says of Vaday, you're supposed to go to a doctor, even if it's internal medicine type of sickness. But he says that Elsa's mistake was that he wasn't Dorish Hashem at all. He went straight to the doctor. The Chovas Halvavas says that same type of idea. The Chovas Halvavas says that you have to realize when you go to a doctor, it's not a partnership, meaning Hashem, and then there's the doctor. They're both partners in your healing. You have to realize that it's not a shutvistika thing, that Hashem is the only doctor, is the only healer, and the doctor is the shliach. And then, but if you have that attitude, and the rule is ain somchan al anes, you don't go relying on a miracle. So on the contrary, you are obligated to go ahead and see a doctor. There is an interesting shiloh that was asked, and the halacha is very clear on this, even though there were poskim that maybe said different. But this is, that the shiloh was, what if somebody... is Rachman Lassan is sick as Yom Kippur, and the doctor says, you're not allowed to fast. Oh, I want to be machmer. Look, I'm 70 years old. I never ate one time. And again, I'm not going to do it now. Or let's say the person's a Chol HaShesh B'Sakana, and the doctor says, you have to eat Macholos Asur, something that is nothing kosher available. You have to eat something, otherwise you'll die. I'm going to be machmer. I should eat Macholos Asur. I want to be machmer. So the answer is, in Halacha L'maisa, it is 100% clear. You are not allowed to be machmer. And the Ramban himself says, you know, in spite of what the Ramban said that about going to doctors and everything, the Ramban says that there is no... This is the Ramban in Sanhedrin. Ein shum midas chasidus l'chol u'sheyesh bo sakona lachmer l'atmo. There is no such thing as a midas chasidus. You want to be frum to be machmer on yourself. Not to be Michal Shabbos or whatever it is. And Chas V'Shalom, and Adrab, if a person does do that, Harizem is Chayv B'Nafsho, it's like committing suicide. So the bottom line, the Lachol Maisen, I don't think there's any post that would say different nowadays, that if a person has a obviously you got to get competent medical help and all that, but when the consensus is that you have to eat or you have to do whatever, you are mechuyev to eat. Now, I don't really want to repeat the story because I don't know all the details, but years ago when Yaakov Kamenetsky was still living, he was nifter in the 80s, the story I was told from reliable sources that there was a person, maybe a member of a shul, and he was sick, Erev Yom Kippur, he didn't want, and Yaakov told him, you have to eat, the doctor said. Anyway, he didn't eat, he fasted, and he died. So Rav Yaakov Paskin is like Ma'abed Asma Adas, is like committing suicide, and no shiva. Okay, again, I don't know the details, I don't know, but the idea is certainly very clear that that there is a chiyuv when the doctor says that you must do it, you have to do it, and that's the thing as being makar. So that's a little overview on the rape yirape, that the Torah says that mikashin nitna rishus l'rofe l'rapos, providing your intentions are good. There's certainly nothing wrong that if you realize Hashem is the one who's pulling the strings and you're going to the doctor only as a shliach. There's certainly nothing wrong with going to a doctor, and not only is nothing wrong with it, you are actually mechuyev to go ahead and do it. So that's the part one about medical intervention in general. In the pshat, nekash yinina reshus l'rofe l'rapos. Part two, I want to talk about risky medical procedures. That when or what, and again, certainly this is something which probably the hardest shailos for anyone, any post-sick to answer, because it involves life and death. And so we're going to just give a few of the points that the post-sick discuss. And this is also, that was with also was in Melachim Aleph. This is in Melachim Beis. So, and we'll go through, it's a very famous haftorah in Tazria Mitzorah, at least when you read it, sometimes it gets knocked out when it's a double parsha. But the Mishnah says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, about going ahead and using a goyish doctor, misrapin behen, you're allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor, rifui momon, if it involves money, we'll see, I have a low rifui nefashis, but not if it involves nefashis. So what are we talking about? So Gemara says, rifui momon means you're going to a veterinarian, you have an animal that's sick, you're going to go to the non-Jewish doctor, there's no Jewish doctors around, and you're allowed to use a non-Jewish doctor. What happens is if he messes you up, okay, so you're out of an animal, it's not the end of the world. But if it's ripui nefashos, meaning you're the patient, there's a human patient here, and you're going to go to a non-Jewish doctor, better a person should take the chance and die and not go to the non-Jewish doctor. Why? It's very simple. In those days, and the postmen say it really doesn't apply nowadays, that in those days, in a Yehudi would have such a sinah for a Yid, and most likely, maybe it's not 100%, he will make sure that the patient dies, but Rashi's Lashon says vadai, but the Rishon Farsha doesn't mean vadai, it means most likely, certainly the odds are stacked against you that this doctor is going to try to get you. And therefore, because you're Jewish, he's, you know, anti-Semitism, so therefore you're not allowed to risk your life to go to a doctor. Oh, you're going to a doctor because you want to heal yourself and he's going to kill you, so you can't do it. And you're not the boss of your life, right? Hashem, your life belongs to Hashem, your body belongs to Hashem, and therefore the halacha says you cannot go. So bizman hazeh, because obviously no doctor is going to jeopardize his career, even if he hates Jews to the, all the way, but he's not going to ruin his career to go ahead and to take revenge against the Jews. So the halacha would be that this is not relevant in this way. It is relevant, and we'll see in a minute, in a little different application. Now, I guess this application would be if you find yourself in Ramallah and you need a medical doctor, then it's not so simple to be able to go there. But otherwise, this halacha, as is a mute point. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, what's the problem? Because it's, so Gemara says it depends like this, that what would be if it's suffik chai suffik meis? This person wants to go to the non-Jewish doctor. He's suffik chai suffik meis. I mean, if he doesn't know anything, if he doesn't do any medical intervention, he might die. He might live. So you don't go to the non-Jewish doctor because the odds are he's going to try to kill you. And therefore, you're jeopardizing your life. You're not allowed to do it. But what would be if it's vadai meis, that this person who's so sick, he has a serious terminal illness, if he doesn't do anything, he will definitely vadai meis. So then you're allowed to go to the non-Jewish doctor, because the non-Jewish doctor, even though true, most likely he'll kill you, but maybe chassidim masolim, whatever, and maybe he won't kill you. So therefore, what have you to lose? You have nothing to lose. You're going to die anyway. So you might as well go to the non-Jewish doctor, daven real well, and hope to, and pray for the best. So the Gemara says, because you have nothing to lose. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you have nothing to lose? You have chayisha. And that's when we get into the term chayisha versus chayolim. Chayisha means a limited lifespan. Literally, shah, an hour time, a little brief period of time. Meaning that, Rashi explained, let's say a person has this illness. If he doesn't do anything, he'll die in a week. He'll die in 2 weeks, whatever it is. And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor might kill him on the spot. So he's losing that 1 week, this chayisha, this 1 week of limited life that he would have had he not gone to the doctor. So Gemara says, why do we say that you're allowed to go ahead and go to this doctor who probably will kill you? Well, if he kills you, you don't have that 1 or 2 weeks of life. And so how could you jeopardize your chayisha? That's Gemara's question. So Gemara says, who cares? Chayisha is irrelevant, as we'll see, depending. But chayisha, we don't care, lo chashina. We don't take that into consideration. And the Gemara says, how do we know this? And this is where the psukim and Navi come from. It's a very interesting, like I said, it's Haftorah, Tazriya, Mitzorah. The Pas says, Arbo anoshim hayu mitzorayim pesach hashar. This was in the time of Achav's son, so the Malchei Yisrael we're talking about, Achav's son, Yehoram. And the capital city of the 10 Seres HaShvatim was Shomron. And there was a famine. Why was there a famine? Because the enemy, Machne Aram, surrounded the city, and there was no food coming in, and people were dying right and left, and no hope in sight. So the passage says, there were four people who were Mitzorayim, they had Saras, and they weren't in the city. They were in the Pesach Hashar, right at the outside of the city. What were they doing being out of there? Because the Mitzorah is sent out of the city. We're not going to get into, it's only sent out if it's, Mukav Chomini, Mos Yeshua Benun. Shomron apparently was not, it seems. Anyway, but that's a different discussion. So they were kicked out of the city. So I guess the people in Shomron did keep some rules, at least the Tzaraas they kept. And they kept the people out. And these are Arba Noshim, Mitzorah, and Pesach Hashar. Who were they? We'll talk a little about it a little later. It was Gehazi Yishlosh Shabonov. Remember that Gehazi was very strange. He was Emel Chelik Lalon Laba. He was certainly a solid Russia, but at least for a while, he was Elisha's right-hand man, chief of staff. And so I'm not so sure why Elisha used him, whatever. But he was Elisha's right, and there was a whole story, and Elisha gave him a klala that he should have Tzaras. And so it was Elisha, it was Gehazi Yishlosh Shabonov. They were the four Mitzrayim who were Pesach Hashar, and they didn't know, what should we do here? Let's say we could sneak back in, or, okay, they're not going to let us in, but maybe there's a way we could tunnel in or whatever. If we say we're going to go into the city, what's the use of getting in the city? We're going to die. There's no food there. And so what should we do? And staying here is nothing. So let's give ourselves up to the enemy. Right? It was surrounded by the Goyim Machne Aram. And, they might kill us on the spot. But, UN regulations, maybe they'll let us live. So they might kill us, or they might let us live, and we'll live. And if not, we'll die. But let's take our chances. So what happened, they went ahead and did it. Hashem made a nais that the Machne Aram heard that they heard military noise, or they heard armies coming. They said it must be that Malchei Yisrael had hired mercenaries to help them, so they all fled, and they had all their food and all their goodies, so they ate and that, and they went back to the city, and at least that part of the story had a happy ending. That's how the story goes. So it says, so these people, Gehazi Yishlosh Shabonov, said, we're willing to take our chances, we're going to, here for sure we're going to die. It's Vaday Meis. It might take a week, it might take 10 days, we are definitely 100% going to die. But if we give ourselves up, they might kill us, and we won't make it past the next hour. Or they might let us live, and we'll live another normal lifespan. So the Chai Yishoah is this 10 days that they could live till they would die of starvation. Chaya Olam meaning is a normal life expectancy, meaning if they give you the, if they let you live, you'll live till 120. So Gezi Shoshavon said, we'll take it, we'll risk it. And you see from there that they're jeopardizing their Chaya Yishoah that they had in case you get shot on the spot. So Chaya Yishoah lo chashina. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos points out, it depends. Chaya Yishoah is certainly a very important thing. Except it depends how it goes. Meaning, what if the scenario is the other way around? What would be, the halacha says in Masechta Yuma, you have a building collapse on someone, and you know for sure, no way he's going to make it. There's so much rubble there, he's definitely going to die. But there's no chaya olam. This person's gone. Even if he's living, he's not going to make it much longer. But if you dig him out, maybe he'll live a day, maybe live a few hours. So you have chayisha, and it's talking about Shabbos. So you're doing a malacha deraisa of digging. Are you allowed to go ahead and do that? Or do we say go do it or don't? Because it's for sure he's going to die anyway. So halacha says, yeah, you do it because of chayisha. He's definitely going to die anyway. But maybe if you dig him out, he'll live an hour, live 2 hours for chayisha or machal Shabbos. So Tosfos says, so what do you mean here? And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says we ignore chayisha. And the Gemara in Yuma says that we dig them out because we do care about Chayisha. So Taisik is a very simple answer. You do it whichever way is going to promote life. In other words, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, if you're going to take Chayisha into consideration, what would that mean? That would mean that, look, you don't go to the doctor and the person will for sure die. So we say, go to the doctor and forget Chayisha. Over there, in the Gemara in Yuma, if you don't consider Chayisha, what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, he's for sure going to die, forget about him. Well, so no, then consider Chayisha. We do whatever way that the person will be able to survive, and that's the way the halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Tosfos. Now, the practical application, like I said, going to the non-Jew is a mute point nowadays, but there is a very obvious practical application which the poskim discuss. And that is, what would be if, Rachman Hassan, a person has a very serious or fatal disease that he will definitely die without medical intervention. And so he doesn't have the Chayi Olam. He is definitely going to die. And we'll see where do you draw the line. Chayi Olam, Chayi Shah. But the person is definitely going to die if he doesn't do anything. But if he does go to the doctor, he could maybe do a surgery or whatever, experimental drug. And if the drug works, he'll live till 120. If the drug doesn't work or if the surgery doesn't succeed, that's it. He's going to die in a day, die in 2 days. So it's the issue of Chaya Olam versus Chaya Shah. If you don't do anything, he will definitely die. He doesn't really have the Chaya Olam. But there's a hope that if he's successful in the surgery, he will have Chaya Olam. But on the other hand, he's jeopardizing his week or two of life for Chaya Shah. So which one are you allowed to ignore the potential of Chaya Olam in the hope, I mean the potential of, are you allowed to go after the potential of Chaya Olam and ignore Chaya Sharnet? So the Poskim say, this is a correlation, a derivative of that Gemara, that if the person is definitely 100% going to die, or I guess as close as 100%, if you don't do anything, and if you do a medical procedure that's risky, if you succeed, he'll have his Chaya Olam, he'll live another 20 years. But if it doesn't succeed, he dies, he won't even have that week or two of life because he's just going to die on the operating table. So the poskim say, yes, it is mutter to go ahead and risk the Chaya Shah in the hope that maybe it works. And if it works, he'll have his Chaya Olam, and then it's mutter. So in theory, very good, very clear. It's a Feresh Gemara. I mean, the Shavuos Yaakov was one of the early Achronim, the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Mishnayos. This is the psak that they get from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if a person has a terminal illness, and if you do a risky procedure, he might make it, he might not make it, you could ignore the Chaya Shah and hope to go for the, you know, for the Chaya Olam. So in theory, it sounds great, sounds very simple, okay. But obviously, like anything else in the halacha, this is certainly not simple at all. Because number one, there are a lot of factors. There are several factors you have to take in consideration that you don't really see in the Gemara, at least not in black and white. Number one, what exactly is Chaya Olam and what is Chaya Isha? Now, there's what if a person has a terminal disease, he'll live 2 years. And if you do the procedure and it works, he'll live 20 years. Okay, so no one's getting out of this world alive. So, only I guess Elio and nothing. So, where do you cut off the point? What is considered Chai Yishah and what is considered Chai Olam? In other words, obviously you can't risk Chai Yishah for a longer Chai Yishah, as long as they're both called Chai Yishah. And but so where do you draw the point? Where up to here is Chai Yishah, up to here, past that point is Chai Olam. Or, because let's say, if a person could live 1 week, the Chai Yishah, and you do a risky procedure, he lived 2 weeks. They're both Chai Yishah. So, no, you cannot do it, because you have no right to risk the 1 week of Chai Yishah to get a 2 week Chai Yishah. Or another way around, what would be, whatever time limit we say is called Chai Olam, which we'll see. But if you pass that, so you're in Chai Olam, even if you don't do medical intervention. But if you go to the doctor, you'll double that Chai Olam. So you can't do that either, because it's only a trade-off when it's Chai Yishah versus Chai Olam. But what is called Chai Yishah, what is called Chai Olam? So Rav Shlomo Kluger writes, and he bases it, and he says one possibility, which he says is wrong, is like if the person will die from this illness versus a person might die from something else, but he says, what difference does it make? He's going to die anyway, that's irrelevant. So the bottom line, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, that we find the halacha, you know, they're learning, a lot of people learning Kulin here, that a treifa ain a chaya, that if an animal has a defect in the lung or whatever it is, it's called a treifa, which we can't eat, it can't live more than 12 months. So you see that 12 months is considered an important milestone in life. So if the person, if you don't do medical intervention, will live less than 12 months. And if you do the medical intervention, he'll live, at least possibly live, more than the 12 months. But on the other hand, he might die and won't even get to the 12 months. So that's the cutoff point, and you're allowed to risk, ignore Chai Yishah in the hope of getting Chai Olam. Okay. Rav Moshe has a whole shuv on this, and he also actually does come up with the cutoff point being 12 months. And he bases it on Rav Chaim Moser, and we'll see in a second. But that's one issue. What is the time limit, you know, Chai Olam versus Chai Yishah? Then the other issue, which you really can't tell from the Gemara, is how about statistics? Meaning, are we saying that if he doesn't do anything, he'll for sure die? Okay, vade meis, that's pretty clear cut. He's going to vade die. If he does the risky medical procedure, he might make it. How risky is risky? Now, okay, certainly if it's 50-50, that would qualify, I would think, that would be called the risk that the Gemara says he could take. But what would be if the odds are against the person? What if it's 75-25, or 75% that he goes on that operating table, he's not going to make it at all. He'll be gone, and that there goes his Chai Yishah. But there is a 25% chance of that he will make it. Is that also called suffix? You know, is that also, are you allowed to take that risk, or only when it's a 50-50 risk? So Rav Chaim Moser, as far as the question about statistics, Rav Chaim Moser says that even if it be more likely that he will die, Rav Chaim Moser paskin that it was mutter to take that chance. There's also a third issue: should he try to get a non-Jewish doctor, you get a Jewish doctor? He might, you know, you're making him do an avera, maybe ritzicha, and that the poskim seem to say that doesn't make a difference. If you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. You don't have to go aiming for a non-Jewish doctor. But Rav Chaim Moser says again that if the odds are against the patient surviving, you're still allowed to go ahead and risk it. Okay. So now Rav Moshe bases himself on this tshuva, and he says he personally would say that if the odds are against you, that you have no right to risk it. But he says that Rav Chaim Moser, who was the Gadol HaDor in pre-war Europe, Vilna, he said that it's mutter, so certainly if a patient wants to rely on Rav Chaim Moser's psak, but then the person's allowed to go ahead and do it. But then he says, well, how do you define what is Chai Yishah Chai Olam? So he says, Rav Moshe bases this on Rav Chaim Moser, he says the definition of Chai Yishah is that a person is going definitely downhill and will definitely die. But he's going downhill day by day, worse and worse and worse. He's regressing. And he could die because of his illness at any time. So in other words, it's not like he's going to for sure make it till 10 months. He could die tomorrow. But his condition is going to deteriorate little by little for sure. Never make it past the Chayei Shoah stage. And even during the stage, he could die at any time. That's how Rav Moshe defines what is considered Chayei Shoah. So if a person is in that matzav, he's allowed to risk that the month or two that he could live. And he says the cutoff point, he said, Chayei Moshe was talking about 6 months. But Rav Moshe says, and there's no such thing in halacha, 6 months. So 12 months is considered a year. That's considered, I don't know if you mentioned Shlomo Kluger's far about treifa being 12 months, but Rav Moshe says up to 12 months, if a person will not live past 12 months, he says that would be considered only as Chayei Shoah, providing it's such a sickness that he could die tomorrow, and he's going little by little going downhill. So that would be considered that he only has Chayei Shoah. It's not going to be past the 12 months, and he's going little by little downhill. That would be considered Chayei Shoah, and he'd be allowed to risk his Chayei Shoah in the hope of going to a medical procedure. You know, he might die, he might not make those 12 months either, but at least he has a chance of living another 20 years, so then that would be considered that it's mutter, and you'd be allowed to risk, don't worry about the Chayei Shoah, and go for hoping for the Chayei Olam. Okay, so that's one point. Then Rav Moshe asks a very interesting thing, and he really develops this from the psukim. He says that, what if the patient, let's say the patient fits the criteria. He's definitely not going to live more than 12 months. At the max, let's say he'll live 11 months. He's deteriorating with the sickness. He could die any day. And he could do a procedure, and either it's 50-50, or even if the odds are against him, he might make it. And so we say that he's allowed to go ahead, risk the Chayei Shoah in the hope of possibly maybe getting the Chayei Olam. That's what you see from the Gemara. What if the person doesn't want to do that? Well, he's happy. This way he has. He knows he'll probably make it to 11, 12 months before he will die. If he doesn't do anything, he'll get his affairs in order or whatever it is. He doesn't want to risk it. Does he have? Is the Gemara or the post-Gemara? Or is the Gemara telling you that you're mechuyev to try it in the hope of getting Chayei Olam? Or do we say no? The Gemara is telling you it's permitted to jeopardize your Chayei Shoah in the hope of getting Chayei Olam, but doesn't mean you have to do it. And if you elect to rather keep the bird in the hand, it's better than the two in the bush. So are you allowed to make that decision or not? So Moshe says, if the odds are certainly in your favor, that this treatment will succeed. I mean, everything has risk. So then it says probably you would be obligated to go ahead and try it because the odds are in your favor. But what would be if it's 50-50 or worse and you don't want to risk it? So Rav Moshe says that it's up to the person. And why? And he brings a very interesting raya. Now we said this whole thing revolves around the story in Navi that we said that Daba Anashim Hani Mitzrayim Pesach Hashar. And they were going to die of starvation, let's say 10 days. And let's give ourselves up to the enemy. And they might kill us on the spot. We won't even have those 10 days. Or maybe they'll be nice to us and we'll live until 120. And they said, okay, let's go for it. And they gave themselves up. And Hashem made an ace and they lived happily ever after. That's how the story goes. So the question is like this. We said, who are these people? You know, these are Gehazi Ushlosha Bonov. So Gehazi, like I mentioned, was one of the people, and you know, the mission in Chelek doesn't list too many people that are so bad that ain't lo chelek lo mabo. Gehazi is one of them. So he was apparently a Rasha as big as you could get. So do you think Gehazi looked up to Shulchan Aruch to see what is the Shulchan Aruch saying? Okay, let me follow that. Shulchan Aruch says I could go for it. I mean, you can be sure Gehazi couldn't care. Gehazi did not look up to Shulchan Aruch. Why? How could we learn any halacha from Gehazi? So Rav Moshe says a very simple thing. Certain halachas are etched in stone, meaning the halachas of, let's say, Borer and Shabbos. No, you got to take Ochum and Tochap Solis, has to be Biyad, using your hand, then has to be Miyad, you got to eat it. Those are halachas that are halacha Moshe Mesinai, very specific. This is the right way of doing it, this is the wrong way of doing it. This halacha with Pikuach Nefoshes is not like that. The halacha doesn't say, you know, Chayolam, Chayosha. The halacha says you got to do what a reasonable person would do to promote life. In other words, halacha is you got to promote life. Life is precious, and you got to do whatever you can do to promote it. So it's whatever a reasonable, normal person would do is what the Torah mandates, the Torah permits. So Gehazi might have been a Rasha. Might have been. He definitely was a Rasha, but he wasn't suicidal. So we could assume that what Gehazi did, that a normal person is faced with such a situation, should he risk the Chayesha in the hope of getting Chaye Olam, so Gehazi went ahead and risked it. So the Pasuk is telling me that is a legitimate option. But it doesn't tell me that the other option is incorrect. It just tells me that a person is willing to risk Chayesha. Okay, we don't have any reason to think Gehazi is different than Plony Ben Plony off the street. And he did it, we could assume that a reasonable person would do this as well. But it doesn't tell me that the other way is not reasonable. It could be that a person who wants to save his Chayesha, that's also reasonable. So therefore, Ramosha does paskin, yes, that the person does have the choice. And if he wants to keep what he has, what he's assured of, he's allowed to go ahead and do it. Just going to mention one more thing from Ramosha. And I guess it's what they call nowadays quality of life. You know, doctors say, you know, how is the person's quality? Now, that really doesn't have any reflection in halacha. You know, that's because a person's quality, he's living, you know, even if it's very low, that's life and it has chivas of life. So he gives an example. What would be if someone is bedridden and he can't really exercise, he can't even get out of bed, or with effort, he's kind of, you know, really, he's very ill, but he's going to make it. He's going to live at least 12 months. He'll live a year, he'll live 2 years. He's not going to die the next day, but it's just a very poor quality of life. He really can't do anything. He's basically bedridden. Now, there's a medical procedure that he could do, which is risky, but if he does it and it succeeds, he could play in the Olympics. So Ramosha says, no, you cannot do that. The only heter is when you have a chayesha, that you're allowed to jeopardize a chayesha in the hope of getting a chayola. But like we said, let's say 12 months is a cutoff point. So this guy who's past that point, he will definitely live 13 months, he'll live 2 years, albeit very low quality, but he's going to be living. He has chayola. He has no right risking the chayola in the hope of getting a better quality chayolam. So that's some of the issues that are involved. Like I said, we're not passing any shilas. Just to summarize, we spoke about two things about rape yirape with medicine. Number one, why are you allowed to go to a doctor in the first place? Isn't that contravening Hashem's gzeira? Hashem made a gzeira, the person should be sick. It doesn't happen by accident. You should go to the rabbi, go to the novi, find out, do tshuva. And you shouldn't go to a doctor. So the Torah says, Rapi, you're Rapi, you're allowed to go to the doctor. At least if your Madrega, the Ramban says, isn't so high, you certainly should go to the doctor. And if you go to the doctor, you he's Mukliyev to heal you. But that is the, or even if you go to a doctor, like in our cases where we all go, but the person has to realize that the doctor is only the Shliach, and it's all up to the Ribon Shalom. And you have to dive into the Ribon Shalom and then hope that he sends the right shliach. And that was the issue with Asa HaMelech, that Asa was criticized for not having, being mispal. That's how the psak goes. And but I did mention Ebenezer said that the dumtin internal medicine and outside medicine, internal medicine, you really know how to go to the doctor. But certainly that's not the halacha. And that if a person, Rachman San, has to eat a Yom Kippur or that he should know that this is what Hashem wants him to do, and also think it's being frum and being machmer. Not only is not being frum, but machmer, he's doing a very serious affair. That was the part one, and the part two was about doing medical procedures that are risky, and that the rule, that the basic rule is that if a person only has chayesha, he will definitely die, let's say, within less than a year's time, and he could die at any point because his health is constantly deteriorating, and he could die tomorrow, just like that. And if you could do a risky medical procedure that, if it works, he'll live another over a year's time. And if it doesn't work, he won't make it past the surgery. So, and at least if it's a 50-50 odds, and Chaimosa said even the odds are against the person has the right to go ahead and jeopardize the Chayesha in the hope of getting Chayolam. But like Ramosha says, it's not an obligation to do that if a person rather have what he has, that is, according to Moshe, and the odds are at least 50-50 or worse, and certainly you don't have to take that option of going for the risky procedure. And finally, what Moshe said about quality of life, that if a person could make it past the 12 months, even though he's kind of bedridden and everything else, and he can't do very much, but he has no right to go ahead and do a risky medical procedure, and I guess almost every procedure is probably risky to some extent, but let's say a really risky procedure, he has no right to go ahead to improve his quality of life, because he can only trade the Chayei Shah for the Chayei Olam. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.